USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has put forward the points on which he'll deal to end the shutdown.
Border security, DACA, TPS, and many other things. Straightforward, fair, reasonable, and common sense, with lots of compromise.
He says if he gets the $5.7 billion he wants for a border wall or fence, then
the crime rate and drug problem in our country would be quickly and greatly reduced.
However, government agencies have previously said drugs are mostly smuggled through legal points of entry. Democrats maintain they're willing to spend billions of dollars on technology that would prevent smuggling through checkpoints, and they want a permanent solution for the DACA program. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calls the proposal a fair compromise. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports the economy is doing just fine despite the government shutdown.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the White House is aware that government workers who aren't getting paid during the shutdown are in a difficult situation.
You know, hardship's bad. Make that point? Very bad. I've got young people on my staff. I know the stories I read in the papers, TSA and so forth. I get that. Hardship is a bad thing.
CNBC quotes Kudlow as saying the economy is still doing very well despite the shutdown, and the economy will beat 3% GDP in the fourth quarter. Most economic forecasters don't expect the shutdown to cause too much pain to the economy so long as it doesn't endure.
A major winter storm is barreling across the country with heavy snow, ice, and high winds. It's already dumped on the Sierra Nevada and the Midwest, and now it's heading east. The governors of Pennsylvania and New Jersey have already declared states of emergency. There have been thousands of delays and nearly 500 cancellations so far. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Another senator is speaking out about the partial government shutdown. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
As the partial government shutdown continues, no real end in sight, as lawmakers are not meeting today and no votes are scheduled either in the House and Senate. Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News the president is willing to negotiate.
He's willing to negotiate. Some of my colleagues in Congress are running around. I don't mean any disrespect. I'm glad they're talking, but some of them are running around like sprayed roaches coming up with deals to bring to him, none of which include a border wall.
A NASCAR legend has died, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Known as the courtly and innovative patriarch of the famed Wood Brothers Racing Team, and until now the oldest living member of the NASCAR Hall of Fame, Glenn Wood passed away Friday morning at 93 after a long illness. Wood Brothers announcing the death of its team founder on social media. Wood, alongside his younger brother Leonard, co-founded the Wood Brothers Racing Team in 1953. Glenn Wood, in 1998, was named one of NASCAR's 50 greatest drivers, a list that included 20 drivers who had once raced a Wood Brothers car. Glenn Wood is also a member of the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame, and in 2011 was elected to the NASCAR Hall of Fame. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.